This podcast may contain explicit language.
Welcome to the Greatest Movie of All Time podcast, the show that uses a unique grading style to redefine what the greatest movies are. I'm Tom Duncan.
And I'm Dana Duncan.
Tonight, for yet another break from our regular episodes, we bring you a very special episode on our list of the Pantheon of Directors. To explain, we have a list of 104 of the greatest directors to ever create film, and we ran the list by our friends at both the Revisionist Almanac and Best Picture cast to make sure we didn't forget any major inclusions. A quick thank you to them, and you can find them on their socials at either at Rev Almanac on any of the major platforms or at Best Picture cast. And the full list is also available on the episode page of our website, ronnieduncanstudios.com/gmotepodcast. From that list, we will be narrowing them down to 50 overall names through a draft where Dana and I will be striking off names that we don't think really belong with the others in our greatest movie of all time pantheon. From there, we will make our first ever pyramid of directors, which will be sorted into four tiers that become more exclusive the further up you are. We will then draft at each tier to sort through where each of these directors should be slotted and who are their true peers across all of time. There will be 20 names in Tier 4, 15 in Tier 3, 10 in Tier 2, and 5 in Tier 1. And again, just for reference sake, those will all be available on our website, so you can view that there. We'll also be putting up a graphic after the show on our socials, so you can catch that as well there. We're hoping to spark a lot of conversation and debate among our great film nerd audience out there. Give yourselves a hand. And if you would like to continue the conversation, you can find us at all of our socials at Gmode Podcast on Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Letterboxd. And this might be dangerous, but we do respond to DMs, so that is available to you. Nevertheless, without further ado, let's have a coin toss to determine who should go first. So you want heads or tails? I have my replica Two-Face coin that I keep on my desk at all times.
Oh, I'll take heads.
All right, you have heads. It is tails. So I will take the second pick.
You're deferring?
I am deferring. Because that means more than likely I have the last name that will be struck from the list. So
I'm going to start out with a director of the films that I generally do not enjoy, John Hughes.
Now, for all the listeners out there, we do have two vetoes in any category, and boy, you're just leading off, just going right for it. Man, putting me in a tough position.
Yeah,
because I definitely had him in my final. I had him tiered.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Man, you're not even going with the obvious names right off the top to make it a little easier.
No, of course not.
Do I want to sacrifice Hughes? Boy. All right, I'm going to hold on to my vetoes. Man, is that tough.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Apparently. Whew. Okay. That one was tough. That one was tough. All right, if we're going to go audacious, we're not just going to go with the obvious names or whatever else. I'm going to strike one that was not necessarily a close cut for me, given that I think some of his films are, well, his name recognition is much higher than the quality of films he has necessarily directed. I think he's a great producer. He's a great creator of singular ideas, but he's not necessarily a great director. So I'm going to throw out George Lucas.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he was tiered for me. I'm not going to veto it, though. I'll go with David O. Russell.
Yeah, I had him out as well. So that's not a controversial one for me.
No, because in large part because he's kind of gotten talked out, kind of his abusive behavior.
I didn't hate Amsterdam. I could see why it was a very imperfect film, but it just seems that the more movies he makes, the further away he gets from getting to his singular vision of whatever that is. And it's also been exposed that he's just kind of an asshole. So,
yeah.
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 All right. So that's three off the list, and we have a very good start. I'm going to do one that I think just as a human being, he's reprehensible, and I don't like really any of his movies. I'm going to take Woody Allen off.
Okay.
I think there's one Woody Allen movie that I liked, and outside of that, and it's been probably about 12 years since I've seen it, I don't understand it. I am not an Annie Hall fan. All right, your third pick.
I'm going to go with M. Night Shyamalan.
All right, I had him off as well. Again, this is one where he kind of peaked too soon. I think if you looked at it at the promise of what The Sixth Sense could be, he had something in the making. But since then, I just point to me the like really great M. Night Shyamalan movie. I think there are ones that we like, but there's just not one where it makes sense for him to be included among the top 50. All right. I'm going to go a little bit controversial. I'm going to take Steven Soderbergh off.
Ooh, boy.
I love Steven Soderbergh. I love a lot of his movies, but there's just no one that says this is like an all-time classic that makes you above the fray. Like, he's a very good auteur director, but just point to me the movie that really sings and says Steven Soderbergh belongs among the top 50.
Well, I did have him struck myself, but it was a close one for me.
All right.
One that I have never understood, other than a couple of his films, why he is so well liked. Ridley Scott.
Boy. You are really hitting hard here to start out with.
Yeah, I am.
I gotta veto it. I'm sorry. Blade Runner, oh. Alien, Gladiator. No, I just can't. So do you have another pick?
All right, I do. Richard Donner.
Yeah, I also had him out. A fine director, but again, among the pantheon, I don't need to explain every one of these. It'll take way too long. Let's see here. Who else can we nail down? I'm going to take Catherine Bigelow off.
I had her off too. Ang Lee.
No complaints here. I'm going to take off Robert Redford.
Ooh, boy. Okay. He was one of my last on.
I just looked at it. As far as his filmography, there just isn't a lot great directorial work. There are two really great films. One, obviously, he won Best Director for Ordinary People that I really love. And I also think The Unheralded Quiz Show, which gets kind of fourth or fifth billing when it comes to the 1994 Oscars. But other than that,
I like Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. W.D. Griffith.
D.W. Griffith.
Or D.W. Griffith, excuse me.
Yeah, I figured he would be coming off at some point here. I'm going to take off George Roy Hill.
Okay. Ernst Lubitsch. Like the films he did, but nothing spectacular.
Then we're going to go... I'm going to take off Buster Keaton.
Okay. I agree. There wasn't much directing. His films were more about him starring.
Well, and also a lot of his earlier films when he was the big star before he got into his later work, because I don't think he really became a director until right before he did The General. And while that, I think, is his best movie, you know, at least expansive, Chaplin did a lot more of his own directorial work.
Okay, you ready for a hard-hitting one?
Again?
Yes. He's had several films that are very popular and that I like, but I can't put them on because I don't think they're that of high quality. Brian De Palma.
I mean, I'm not a huge De Palma fan, but I don't think you can tell the history of film without him. He is probably the most revered of the, what is it, Brat Pack of directors from the 70s.
I understand.
Scorsese and Spielberg and Coppola and all of these guys look to him as like the example of a filmmaker for some reason.
Yeah.
I think all of their movies are ahead of his.
Oh, by far.
But do I really want to waste my second veto on him? especially when I'm not a huge fan of his. Man, I'm going to let it be. Wow.
Okay. Your turn.
Man, you really went to some of the favorite stuff here. Okay. All right. This is simply because I haven't seen any of your movies. Federico Fellini.
I have him tiered quite high simply because it's Fellini. I mean, I've seen excerpts or pieces of it. I've never seen the most popular ones. I've read
I understand
pieces that Ebert had written. I'm not going to object. I had considered not tiering him at all for that reason, but I just couldn't. So I'm not going to use my veto. So
all right.
Go ahead. All right, so I can go ahead now.
Again, if we revisit this at a later date when we've actually seen some of his films, I expect him to probably make the list. Right now, however...
Carol Reed.
No objection. He's got two or three great films, but, you know, you start really analyzing some of the stuff that was on the list, and it's just, no, probably not. I'll go Elia Kazan.
Wow. I'm having a hard time with this one.
Finally, I found one. I've been kind of battleshipping, searching around in the dark.
And teared up a bit. I disagree, but okay, I'll not veto it.
All right.
In part because I don't like his behavior during the...
Blacklist era, yeah.
The blacklist era.
Bernardo Bertolucci.
Bertolucci, excuse me.
I have no objection. I'll go for an easier one. I will strike David Lynch. I have yet to see any of his films.
Ooh. I have him tiered, but not that high. I liked Elephant Man. No, I'm not going to use my veto.
All right. Who is your next pick?
Denis Villeneuve.
You mean Denis Villeneuve?
Denis Villeneuve.
So I think this is one where in a couple of years, I would definitely veto this. I think Dune Part 2 are fantastic films. I think Arrival might be the best science fiction film of the 21st century. I liked Sicario, but is this one I'm willing to sacrifice? I mean, man, you've put me in some ringers here already.
It's too early.
Yeah, I have to let it go. A man we're going to be discussing next week, I'm going to strike Barry Levinson.
I'm not going to use my veto. I had him tiered, but I'm not going to use it.
So just to recap where we're at right now, I'm seeing 19, 21, 22 names off the list so far. And we got to strike 54. So we have a ways to go.
Bong Joon-ho.
I don't have any objections, only because I've seen only Parasite so far. And I know that for some of our listening audience, this might be like a crime against humanity, but it's just simply I don't have much experience, and I'm not nearly as high on Parasite as some others are. This one is a little tougher because I kind of came around on him on his last big movie, or at least the last live-action movie. He had an animated film that I thought was decent, but I'm going to take off Guillermo del Toro.
Well, that was my next one I was going to strike, so yes. So I agree. Fred Zinnemann.
Boy, you're really going to strike off High Noon, From Here to Eternity, and A Man for All Seasons? Like, as a cultural figure, I'm not against it per se, but he was not even close to my cut list.
Well, considering you've cut several of my tier four, I guess I wouldn't necessarily. I'll withdraw it and keep him for tier four. I'll do Fritz Lang instead.
And that's more of a byproduct. Again, I haven't seen his films, so I'm not going to object. Again, I think it's one if we get a little bit further, I would have an objection. I think My Sister is Crying, but all right. Jerry Lewis.
The technological innovations he provided to the film industry as a director. Boy, I had him tiered, but I can't use a veto.
All right.
John Landis.
Thought I had him. Yeah, I had him, but it was like in tier 4. I don't know. As far as a comedy director, Coming to America, Animal House, Trading Places, and the Blues Brothers, but I'm not going to object. I figured you'd let him slip, but I'm a little bit surprised this early on that you're taking Landis off. Now, the question is on one of these, do I just completely troll you?
And you would know exactly how to troll me.
I know I would. I would take like Hitchcock off, so you have to use a veto.
Yeah, I figured you'd do something like that.
Well, you came out swinging.
Okay, so I didn't want to take a pitch.
All right, I'm going to take a very easy one, a very safe one off the board. I'll take Roman Polanski off.
All right, I'm going to take off John Cassavetes.
I wondered if I tried to take him off if you'd have an objection, so that's interesting. Okay. Jonathan Demme.
Boy, I have him tier 4. I'm not going to use up an objection. A director whose every film she's done, I have not liked.
Jane Campion?
Jane Campion, yes.
That's why I left it for you, so you'd waste the pick. I have to generally agree, but, you know, okay. Ingmar Bergman. And again, this is a byproduct of I've never seen any of his films.
I'm not going to object. Jean-Luc Godard?
Jean-Luc Godard is off. I will take off Cecil B. DeMille.
Ooh. That's a 3 for me. I'm not going to object.
We're going to end up with some like weird names on the list by the end of this.
Peter Bogdanovich.
No objection. I've enjoyed some of Bogdanovich's work, but I just can't in good consciousness put him in the top 50. I'm going to go with a controversial name here, but Peter Jackson.
No objection.
I didn't figure you would.
Michael Mann.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I can't save him. I really can't. Man, that sucks. Otto Preminger.
Ugh. I will exercise my first veto.
On Otto Preminger?
Yes.
He did Anatomy of a Murder and Laura. Otherwise, I've never heard of any other film that he's done. We literally had this discussion on Monday night when I led an online discussion on Anatomy of a Murder.
No. No, he's in harm's way. It's one of my favorite war films.
Okay.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
I am definitely not the person to save Paul Thomas Anderson. None of his movies have ever connected with me. I don't understand why he's held in such regard. There are going to be people that are going to be screaming bloody murder right now. I can just remember every time we have a controversial opinion, like when we did our top 1970s movies and I had Star Wars number 10, I got an immediate text from one Andrew Corns, Acorns, that he had to get up and walk away from his desk. And and the cut of Paul Thomas Anderson right now will most likely make him stand up from his desk and have to go take a walk.
I'm all in favor of making sure he has proper circulation in his lower extremities.
Okay. All right. He's stricken. Man. Paul Thomas Anderson, I didn't save. I didn't save Brian De Palma, but I saved Ridley Scott. I mean, what kind of world are we living in?
I don't know. You tell me. It was your veto.
I understand. Robert Zemeckis.
Yes, go ahead. Stricken. Richard Linklater.
See, too now,
early.
If you, no, it's not. But had you told me this before I went and saw Dazed and Confused in theaters again over Saturday, now, I was not a huge Dazed and Confused fan. I didn't quite get it the first time through, but watching it in the theater now this second time, that movie is earnest, it's heartfelt, it's funny as hell. And I love Boyhood, but I can't in all good consciousness save him. You're not even going for like the low-hanging fruit.
I'm leaving that for you.
I guess. Sam Peckinpah.
No objection. Robert Wise.
Wise.
I said something else. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one. He was on probably my shortcut list, but yeah, he's all right. Warren Beatty.
No objection. Tim Burton.
I was waiting for that one. I'll be honest, I recently watched one of his movies and I actually thoroughly enjoyed it, but okay.
What are we at?
So we have 10 names yet to go.
Okay.
Man, and you haven't even taken off a bunch of the names that I would have.
Go ahead.
All right, I can't try and play this like game with you anymore as far as just dancing around some of these names that really, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be in here. Andrei Tarkovsky, again, I haven't seen your movies.
Alfonso Cuarón.
So stricken. Iñárritu.
No objection. Oscar Farhadi.
I have seen A Separation, and I think that's the only Farhadi film that I've seen. He should get some recognition for the fact that I think he's been 3 times nominated for Best International Feature, which again requires you to be the submission for your entire country for a year. And then you have to be one of the top 5 of the entire world of individual country movies. So it's a really hard process. The fact that he's done it 3 times, and I think he's won twice, is impressive, but I've only seen one of his films. As much as I liked A Separation, I can't save him. Francois Truffaut.
No objection. Edgar Wright.
I've liked a couple of his movies, but again, this falls into the category of like Steven Soderbergh for me. Stylistic, enjoyable, not an all-time director. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty a little bit. Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, boy. I tiered him, but I'm not going to lose my last objection for that. Hal Ashby?
That was one I had considered striking myself, so I have no objection there. Danny Boyle.
No objection.
So let me count this up again here once. 53. Somehow we have 53, and I just made my second pick, so let me count again. 51, 52, 53. Yeah, 53. You know, I must not have selected another one after Otto Preminger. So I guess I get the last.
I think that might be right.
I mean, there are some glaring people that I can't believe that you didn't pick them over.
You struck several of mine, so.
I understand. We're going to have a surprise here coming up, but. All right, I'm going to strike Park Chan-wook.
Okay.
So that's
can't believe Terry Gilliam made it through.
Wes Craven made it.
I had him tiered.
Okay.
I have never seen any film from, and I can't even pronounce the name. The last name is Uzo.
Yasujiro Uzo, or Ozu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't either. His most famous one is Tokyo Story, but I haven't seen it, even though it's been very high on the BFI Sight and Sound list. I just haven't gotten to any of his stuff. You still have a veto available. Is there anybody you would like to save now that you haven't, or bring back in and eliminate somebody from the list?
I'll bring back David Lynch.
Okay, and who are you eliminating?
I'm going to butcher this. Alejandro Gonzalez.
I already struck Iñárritu.
Okay, you did hit. All right, I missed that one. Sorry.
I mean, you mentioned two of the names that would be on my list.
I'll strike Uzo.
Ozu?
Ozu, because I've never seen anything.
I'm okay with that. Boy, so who am I going to save yet? Do I go with head or heart? That's the question here. All right, fuck it. I'm going to bring back in Michael Mann.
Okay.
And I'm going to take out what I think is still the most egregious name still remaining on the list, and that's Sam Raimi.
Okay.
All right.
No objection.
Well, you can't really object at this point. All right, so this is our top 50 in alphabetical order. Akira Kurosawa, Alan J. Pakula, Alfred Hitchcock, Billy Wilder, Charlie Chaplin, Christopher Nolan, Clint Eastwood, Coen Brothers, we'll just treat them as a pair, David Fincher, David Lean, David Lynch, Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Capra, Fred Zinnemann, George Cukor, George Stevens, Howard Hawks, James Cameron, James L. Brooks, John Carpenter, John Ford, John Huston, John McTiernan, which I didn't think would make the final list, Joseph Mankiewicz, Martin Scorsese, Mel Brooks, Michael Mann, Mike Nichols, Milos Forman, Oliver Stone, Orson Welles, Otto Preminger, Quentin Tarantino, Ridley Scott, Rob Reiner, Robert Altman, one I wish you would have stricken, Sam Mendes, Sergio Leone, Sidney Lumet, Spike Lee, Stanley Kubrick, Steven Spielberg, Terrence Malick, Terry Gilliam, Wes Anderson, yes, sorry, Kieran, Wes Craven, William Friedkin, William Wyler, and Wong Kar-wai, which I don't know how you didn't strike Wong Kar-wai, since I don't think either of us has seen a single Wong Kar-wai film.
I would have struck him if I had enough, but I wanted to get the ones I didn't like for specifically off.
Somehow Wong Kar-wai makes it ahead of Paul Thomas Anderson. Like, I'm not objecting to that necessarily. One, okay. I haven't seen any of their films, and the other one, I don't necessarily like their films. But
okay, so can we agree then we'll put Anderson on and strike, just swap them out. It's okay.
No, we've got to respect our process here.
I don't have a problem with it because I certainly don't want people crying.
Well, I think there will be some crying, but it'll be a very limited few comparatively for Paul Thomas Anderson being swapped out for Wong Kar-wai because he is beloved by certain crowds. But I don't know. Is that too American? No, let's leave it. We're leaving it. That's the list we came up with. So that's fine. So let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Before we jump back into the episode, next week for our 209th episode, we discuss one of the great sports movies with The Natural, celebrating its 40th anniversary. Directed by Barry Levinson, written by Bernard Malamud, music by Randy Newman, which was news to me until I looked it up. Starring Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Glenn Close, and Kim Basinger. You won't want to miss that one, so watch ahead of the show by searching the Real Good app to find where it's streaming for you. That's R-E-E-L-G-O-O-D. We have gotten down to our top 50, and now we need to start slotting them. So, do you want to do another coin toss, or you want me to go first on our tier 4? We need 20 names.
Go ahead.
All right, you still have 2 vetoes for tier 4. After this, it'll be only 1 veto. For the first name I will suggest in tier 4, Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, I had him tier 3, but that's fine.
Okay, Charlie Chaplin is in tier 4.
Robert Altman.
You know I'm not going to object to that.
I know.
Like, I had to feel like I included him in my final list. I had him in tier 3 just out of respect for what others think of him, but I have absolutely no objection to that. So we have the first 2 names in there. Clint Eastwood.
I had him higher. I'm not going to waste an objection there.
Again, you get 2, and there are only 20 names. I only have 10 that you can object to.
Wes Craven.
No objection. I like his movies, but he's an acquired taste. I think if we went too much higher than this, it's going to feel weird. Wes Anderson.
Agreed. Otto Preminger.
And this is the one you vetoed outright to get on the list. So no objection here. I'm going to take James L. Brooks.
That's fine. Sergio Leone.
In tier 4?
Yeah.
Veto.
Okay.
Take another stab at it.
Milos Forman.
Milos?
Milos.
All right. Sam Mendes.
Fine.
So that is 9 names on the list so far.
Alan J. Pakula.
No objections. Joseph Mankiewicz.
No objection. Can't remember. Did we strike Fincher?
No, we didn't strike Fincher.
David Fincher, then.
I'll let it go. We have a long way to go, and I just can't. Orson Welles.
I'm not going to object.
So there are 13 names on the list right now. We need 7 more.
Ridley Scott.
No objection. Spike Lee.
No objection. William Friedkin.
Four names left to go. Peter Weir.
Okay. Ozu.
You struck Ozu.
Did I strike him?
Yes.
That's right. Right at the end there. Sorry.
You can go with Wong Kar-wai.
I'll go there.
Okay. This is where it's going to get real tough. George Cukor.
I'm not going to object.
Again, you now have two objections remaining for the round and only one of my picks remaining.
Well, then I will object. So pick another one.
Yep, I got to find one. John McTiernan.
No objection. We have Jonathan Demme yet on the list, right?
I don't think so.
We strike him?
Yeah, I struck him.
Okay. Trying to keep up with everything was a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you struck Aronofsky, right?
Yes, I did.
I know this will be controversial, but I have him on there. James Cameron.
I'm not going to object. So those would be our 20 names.
Okay.
Just as a recap here. Charlie Chaplin, Robert Altman, Clint Eastwood, Wes Anderson, Wes Craven, Otto Preminger, James L. Brooks, Milos Forman, Sam Mendes, Alan J. Pakula, Joseph Mankiewicz, David Fincher, Orson Welles, Ridley Scott, Spike Lee, William Friedkin, Peter Weir, Wong Kar-wai, John McTiernan, and James Cameron. And we've both used at least one veto.
Okay.
So who would you like to bring back from the dead?
From the dead?
Yes. Well, I guess it's not the dead, but who would you like to bring off of Tier 4 and save, and who would you like to substitute?
You had Chaplin in Tier 4, right?
Yes, that was my first overall pick.
I'll use it for Chaplin.
Okay, and who are you substituting?
Oh, boy. Not even sure who we have left.
All right, so give me a second here, because I'm still crossing off names. So here's who's left yet. Akira Kurosawa, Alfred Hitchcock, Billy Wilder, Charlie Chaplin that you just pulled off, Christopher Nolan, the Coen brothers, David Lean, David Lynch, Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Capra, Fred Zinnemann, Cukor, who you saved, George Stevens, Howard Hawks, John Carpenter, John Ford, John Huston, Scorsese, Mel Brooks, Michael Mann, Mike Nichols, Oliver Stone, Quentin Tarantino, Sergio Leone, Sidney Lumet, Stanley Kubrick, Steven Spielberg, Terrence Malick, Terry Gilliam, William Wyler.
Terrence Malick.
All right, so of the ones that are available to me, I am going to pull off David Fincher and substitute him with Terry Gilliam. So just a repeat again of Tier 4, Terrence Malick, Robert Altman, Clint Eastwood, Wes Anderson, Wes Craven, Otto Preminger, James L. Brooks, Milos Forman, Sam Mendes, Alan J. Pakula, Joseph Mankiewicz, Terry Gilliam, Orson Welles, Ridley Scott, Spike Lee, William Friedkin, Peter Weir, Wong Kar-wai, John McTiernan, and James Cameron.
You do know that we're missing Ron Howard.
Are we really missing Ron Howard?
You purposely left him off the list?
I didn't purposefully leave him off the list, but he would have been cut. He is, to me, the epitome of a zero war player. He is replacement level. He doesn't elevate a film. He doesn't detract from a film. He gets exactly out of it what the script and the cast already are.
Okay. So I go first for three, right?
I believe so, yes.
I saved Chaplin.
You did, yes.
And I'm putting him in three.
I have no objections. Obviously, I put him in four, so that makes sense to me. I'm going to again go George Cukor.
No objection. That's where I had it. Mike Nichols.
That makes sense to me. All right, so my second pick, and we only have 15 this round, so you technically get an extra pick. Howard Hawks.
Boy, I had him tier two. I'll let it go. I love the guy, but I got to put him at tier three. Mel Brooks.
Yeah. All right, this one's going to be controversial, but Oliver Stone.
No objection. I had him at tier three.
All right, that's six names down. We have nine to go.
I have John Huston.
No objection. Here's where I'll go, David Fincher.
Okay. We have Michael Mann on the list yet, don't we?
I believe so.
That's where I'll go.
No objection. This is appropriate for Michael Mann. In fact, I think I had him slotted as tier four, but he somehow slipped past. John Carpenter.
Agreed.
So that's 10 names. Five to go.
I'll go Zinnemann.
No objection. I originally had him in my tier four anyway, so that makes sense. I know he leads in overall Best Director nominations, but I'm going to go William Wyler.
I will object to that one.
Okay. David Lynch.
No objection.
Well, you can't now.
Yeah.
You only get one now per round.
Okay.
I believe that's 12 names. We have three to go. Again, here are the names that you can choose from. Akira Kurosawa, Alfred Hitchcock, Billy Wilder, Christopher Nolan, the Coen brothers, David Lean, Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Capra, George Stevens, Howard Hawks, John Ford, Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Rob Reiner, Sergio Leone, Sidney Lumet, Stanley Kubrick, or Steven Spielberg.
I'll go with the Coens.
Ooh.
They've done a lot of really good movies, even great movies, but I don't consider them at the level of some of the other directors who are still on the list. They haven't hit the quintessential.
I have only one more pick. I'm not going to veto that for right now, since I can still save one if I choose. So I have one pick remaining. I'm going to go George Stevens.
Okay. I'm not going to object. I had him a little higher, but that's okay.
You can't object.
Well, anyway, that's fine.
Your last pick.
The list one more time.
You can pick from Akira Kurosawa, Alfred Hitchcock, Billy Wilder, Christopher Nolan, David Lean, Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Capra, John Ford, Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Rob Reiner, Sergio Leone, Sidney Lumet, Stanley Kubrick, Steven Spielberg, William Wyler.
Rob Reiner. I hate to do it, but I got to.
I'm not going to object to that one. I know he's got some real bangers in there. Some.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he had a huge streak going on, but for who you'd potentially have to cut out in order to get to him, I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. All right, so since you saved Wyler, I can't choose him. But if I were to save the Coens, is there anybody that I'd want to put on the list? I'm going to let it stand.
All right.
For tier three, this is 15 names. Charlie Chaplin, George Cukor, Mike Nichols, Howard Hawks, Mel Brooks, Oliver Stone, John Huston, David Fincher, Michael Mann, John Carpenter, Fred Zinnemann, David Lynch, the Coen brothers, Rob Reiner, and George Stevens. All right, so we will take our second commercial break and we'll be right back. Before we jump back into the episode, and before we get to the Stanley rubric in a minute, if you're ever curious about our Master Greatest Movies of All Time list that has ever graded movie we've ever discussed on the show, there's a link in the episode description of every episode of this show, or you can go to ronnieduncanstudios.com/gmotepodcast and find it as the top entry on the Greatest Movie of All Time podcast show page. That is the grades we've done so far for all 192 movies we've graded, and we continue to add more each week. Make sure to check that out as we go and follow along. Also, you can follow each individual episode on our website as well. That has the notes for each individual episode with all of our scores, category nominations, and the individual factoids for each episode of the show. Just click the link in the episode description of this episode or go to ronnieduncanstudios.com/gmotepodcast to find that. Dad, do we have anyone to remember this week?
Actually, it's been a really great week. No, we don't.
All right, let's move on. So, as we have so far, we've eliminated 54 names from our long list, and we have now slotted 20 names into Tier 4, 15 names into Tier 3. We have to eventually put 10 names into Tier 2, but if we were to do that, that would only leave basically the remaining 5 for Tier 1. So we're going to invert this at this point. And we're going to actually, because I think it's much more meaningful to actually select people into tier one than to just kind of have them as remainders. I think we need to draft tier one. You get one veto.
That's fine with me.
And I get to go first.
Okay.
This one, I'm not even going to play any games with you. I think increasingly as we watch his directorial work, he has one of the best cases for being the greatest director of all time. I nominate Billy Wilder, and I will do so because we chose that for everyone that we put at the top, you have to choose a movie to nominate them for. Boy, this is going to be hard.
Yes.
I'm going to nominate him for Double Indemnity.
Nice choice. I had him for Some Like It Hot, but I also had The Apartment.
I have a feeling you won't object.
No. I'm not going to play around either. I'm going to go with one Steven Spielberg, and I'm going to go with Schindler's List. Although Saving Private Ryan is near and dear to my heart.
No, but Schindler's is his best film. I wouldn't say it's necessarily his greatest film, but I think it's his best film. All right. Pick number two for me. I think this is almost just out of utter respect, even though I have different takes on his movies every time, but he is so utterly revered. It would be shocking not to put Stanley Kubrick in our top tier overall, and I'm going to do it for 2001 A Space Odyssey.
He was not in my tier one, but I'm not going to...
Well, you have an opportunity at the end if you want to save it.
I know. I'm not going to say anything, so that's fine. My number two pick, Sir Alfred Hitchcock.
I figured that's where you were going to go, so that's why I didn't take it, so you had the opportunity to do it yourself.
And it may not be his best film from what other critics say, but I'm going to do it for my favorite and a very underrated film, which is North by Northwest.
Bold, but I like it, given that that's my favorite Hitchcock movie as well. All right, I get the last overall selection for tier one here. Boy.
So just so that we have some clue of what we're talking about here, we have Kurosawa on the list, we have Coppola, we have John Ford, we have Scorsese.
Yes. We have Quentin Tarantino, we have Leone, Lumette, and Wyler.
Yes.
I had a feeling I would end up doing this, and maybe it'll make some waves with a few people, but given how much his films are revered in the film community, I'm going to go Akira Kurosawa.
Ooh, a bold move.
And I'm going to nominate him for Rashomon.
Okay.
So you have the ability to strike one of the names. Do you want to take the opportunity?
I did not have Kurosawa on.
You did not have Kurosawa and you did not have Kubrick.
Okay, I had John Ford and I had Scorsese.
I have less of a problem with Scorsese than I do with Ford.
I would say I would strike Kubrick in exchange for Scorsese.
Okay, what are you nominating Scorsese for?
The Departed.
For The Departed?
It's my. I think I like that best of any of Scorsese's films.
I mean, it's my favorite Scorsese movie, but I don't think it's his best. I mean, it's an extremely flawed movie.
Okay, but that's the one I like
all
the
right,
best.
All right. So obviously with Hitchcock and Spielberg, I really don't have an argument against either of them. So I'm going to leave the list be. So that makes tier one, Billy Wilder, Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, Alfred Hitchcock, and Akira Kurosawa.
Okay.
So then that makes tier two as follows. Christopher Nolan, David Lean, Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Capra, John Ford, Stanley Kubrick, Quentin Tarantino, Sergio Leone, Sidney Lumet, and William Wyler.
Solid.
So how do you think we did?
I think we did really well, at least for tiers two and one and two.
Yeah, I think there's some arguments to be made as to a few of the names straggling at the back end of both tier three and tier four. Your mileage may vary, but I think for tier one and tier two, you might argue whether an individual director is or is not in the upper echelon, but I think it would be hard to say that at least all 15 of those maybe not Quentin for a few people, maybe not Lumet for a couple of others, but for the most part, all of those belong roughly among the top two or so tiers of directors all time. And that's something, given that Christopher Nolan is just now like kind of broken through for the Academy and critic recognition and all of that, that he'd already be in tier two. Obviously, I'm not going to argue against that.
And it may be recency bias.
I don't think it is. He's been probably the most commercially successful director of this century. You might be able to argue that the two Avatar movies combined may make more than Nolan, but Nolan is in rare company. I think for the totality of his movies and how much they've made commercially, he's up there with Spielberg and Cameron as one of the top grossing directors of all time. He is one of the few people that no matter what he does, his mere presence or name on a film will open a movie. And seemingly everything he does, at least in my opinion, the exception being Tenet, is considered to be almost an all-time classic. Well, unless you go to my film discussion group where they just shit all over Oppenheimer, and I can't understand that one. But
yeah, well.
But anyway, the point being, I think for somebody who really has come up for the most part in this just in the last 25 years, that's pretty high praise. But you look at his filmography, I think there's a lot to be discussed there. Inception, The Dark Knight, Interstellar. I mean, you start going through all of them. Memento. It's hard to deny his capability and the fact that he will likely continue to add more to that list. So any other big surprises for you?
Well, I've never been a huge Tarantino fan. And the fact that he got into tier two is a little surprising because I think I originally had him tier three.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
I would say I didn't necessarily have Sidney Lumet being that high. I think he's done few, like the peak of Lumet, whether you talk Network or Dog Day Afternoon or 12 Angry Men, is really high. But when you start sorting through some of his other stuff, I don't think the depth is quite there for me to say he's tier two personally, but you know, I can understand it.
Yeah, I am tier three.
I mean, in retrospect, Q-Core probably should have gone ahead of him.
Yeah, possibly.
So just a reminder that you can find our entire list and all of the tiers on our website. We'll have a graphic up later on our socials this week with everybody that is on there. Otherwise, if you have any comments, again, with any of the discussion or any of the conversation, you don't like our list or how this went down, you think the movies we chose for our top five are the wrong ones, particularly The Departed for Scorsese, I have a feeling we'll get a few comments on that one. I'm not necessarily objecting, but you know, okay. But you can write us at any of our socials at Gmote Podcast on Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Letterboxd. Final thoughts for the week.
I really don't have any. It's kind of a lull right now in movies at the theater. One that I had been looking forward to kind of got a deadpan review, and I'm not as high on it now as I originally was. But
and which one is that?
I can never get the exact title. The Ungentlemanly...
You mean the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare?
Yes. It should get points down simply because the title is so difficult.
Well, I mean, it is a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah.
As far as for me, I have not yet, until this last weekend, seen a previously released movie in a theater. But I had an opportunity. There are plenty of them on here in Madison all the time. We had, I think 2 years ago when it was The Godfather's 50th anniversary, I missed the opportunity to go see that in a theater. But there have been plenty of those, and I'm sure next year, like Jaws will be back in theaters for its 50th anniversary and things like that. So I'll try and rush out to actually go to stuff because they're reduced prices. It wasn't a big deal. But Saturday afternoon, I went to a film that, like I said before, I was not a huge fan of the first time. I guess I didn't quite get the charm of it. I wasn't sure what to make of the movie. But it is an extraordinarily charming film. It is overtly funny in a way that I didn't pick up on the first time. I think it is a well-crafted movie by a guy who I think actually much more highly of now, having seen this one. And Dazed and Confused was an excellent movie to go to on a random Saturday afternoon with a friend of mine. So if you have opportunities, and I know there are some friends of ours in the film community who regularly do this and can go out to other movies elsewhere, shown on a big screen type of situation. I know Kieran has said he has gone to like Lawrence of Arabia and some other films in his local theater. But take an opportunity. Go see some stuff that you haven't seen on a big screen before while you have the opportunity, if you have the opportunity. But otherwise, I guess that'll do it for us for another week. Thank you for listening. Pick me out a winner, Bobby. Next week for our 209th episode, we discuss one of the great sports movies with The Natural, celebrating its 40th anniversary. Directed by Barry Levinson, written by Bernard Malamud, music by Randy Newman, starring Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Glenn Close, and Kim Basinger. You won't want to miss that one, so watch ahead of the show by searching The Real Good app to find where it's streaming for you. That's R-E-E-L-G-O-O-D. Please like, follow, rate, and review, or whatever on whichever platform you have so that more can join in on our fun. You can also email the show at thenewRonnieDuncanStudios.com or at greatestalltimemoviepodcast@gmail.com or find us on YouTube, Instagram, X, Letterboxd, or TikTok at the handle @GModePodcast. Greatest Movie of All Time is a production of Ronnie Duncan Studios. Our show is mixed, edited, and written by Thomas Duncan. Our music is thanks to Purple Planet Music. Our technical provider and distributor is Captivate FM.